Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, ahead of Valentine's Day, we're going to show a bit of love for our neglected, unloved, unsightly poor feet. And I'm joined now on the line by podiatrist Paula Haughey. So now, I think Paula Haughey from the Foot and Ankle Clinic in Letterkenny, are you back on the line there?
Brendan, I am.
How are you, Paula? And you know what? It was all worth it to hear that lovely accent then come in. So listen, Paula, you're probably going to make us all feel guilty because I think basically everyone forgot about their feet back around September, did they?
Our poor neglected feet, I know. Come September, when we get back into series, everyone completely forgets about them. You know, when they're on display, they're very good.
Yes.
But when they're not, yes, this is where the problems occur.
Okay, so let's look forward to now when the feet will go back on display. First thing you're saying is we need to let the feet breathe.
Well, we do. It is great in the summer when we do have the feet out and they're getting lots of air and they're out. But come now September time, there are certain things that we start to see over the winter time. Firstly, what's happened is over the summer, particularly us ladies have had repeated coats of varnish and heavy varnish on our poor toes. And when that's all removed, we see the dreaded fungal nail infections coming into us.
Okay, and this is what my life has become now. Tell me about a fungal nail infection. Go on.
I know. It's so sad. I know. So they're just very fungally infected, damaged nail. The fungus just loves the keratin in our nails and skin, and it eats away at it there.
So what does it look like? How do we know if it's fungal?
Oh, it's dreadful. You will definitely know it. It's I know. It's a yellowy, browny colour, and it completely distorts the nail. Now, if we get them in the early stages where you're just seeing a little bit of the discoloration there, that's not too bad because it's usually fairly superficial. But we have layers of nails. So what the fungus does, it goes down through those layers of nail into your nail bed, and that then gets a little bit more difficult to treat.
Do I even want to know what the remedy is there?
Well, the remedy, you can get certain topical applications, so you can get a little antifungal preps that you can paint on the nail. But generally, if it's gone right down through the layers of nail, you're talking about either some type of laser, not all lasers work, or we remove the nail and then apply the antifungal prep on the nail bed because we've got lots of layers of that dreaded fungal nail. It just can't penetrate down.
You know, in some cultures, they use nail removal as an actual torture. Like,
I know.
And then you're painting on the stuff underneath the nail.
Brendan.
Okay, so what about...
Painless, under local anaesthetic.
Okay. Let's take it back a bit. What about, there's probably a lot of calloused feet around the country by now, people who let their regime slide.
I mean, that is the problem as well. I mean, the flip-flops and the mules and all, and when we have our feet out during the summer, are fabulous. But what happens is, with that extra movement, you do develop a little bit more callous and hard skin, particularly around the heels.
And can we go at that ourselves?
You can. There are some treatments you can do at home. You can buff it off. You can use a nice urea-based cream. So urea is the little active ingredient in the foot cream that you should be looking for. And you should be looking for at least 10% urea. The heel balms will have sort of 20% plus. And what they'll do is that's the active ingredient that will really moisturise well and leave us with nice intact skin. Your skin is the best barrier against infection. So that's what we all want, nice intact skin. So once you get it sort of moisturised, you can go and see your podiatrist and your podiatrist will be able to remove that hard callus.
Okay. So what you're saying is you want the skin to be not have any cracks or anything in it because that's how the infection is getting in there. Listen,
exactly.
I would have thought this might be a quiet time for podiatrists this time of year.
No,
you're out the
absolutely
door.
Absolutely not. Flat to the mat. Absolutely flat out and gorgeous Donegal, yes.
And that's a lot of it down to chilblains, is it?
A lot of chilblains this time of year. So chilblains are really inflammation of the blood vessels, and they can be very sore, red and itchy and very inflamed and very sore. So we do see a lot of chilblains, but in terms of management of those, it really is, it's about wearing layers of socks and better socks. The sort of bamboo socks, which are nice and moisturising, but not fluffy. So warm socks, but multiple layers, and good footwear, good waterproof footwear.
Okay.
So.
And again, how will I know if I have chilblains?
Oh, they're right at the tips of the toes, Brenton. They are itchy and sore and red and inflamed. Now, that is different to, let's say, those people who have Raynaud's phenomenon. And February is Raynaud's Awareness Month. And Raynaud's, again, is a vasculitis issue as well. So it's triggered by exposure to the cold.
And that's when people's the ends of their hands and feet go numb from the cold.
They do, they go numb and really white. If you ever see, I mean, you know you have it because your fingers and toes are white with the cold. But actually, there's been cases of really studies that have been done recently, and they're starting to use the Botox injected into the toes to improve this. And great improvement.
Okay. Yeah, because I think most people who have it just accept it as a thing they kind of have, and that there's nothing can be done, right? So there is things can be done.
There is. Now, we don't know the exact mechanism by which the bone. It does seem to be working. So there are lots of recent studies. Yeah.
Paula, just to finish up then, give me a bit of practical advice. So, like, I am well into my era of comfortable shoes now at this hour of my life. What footwear should we be wearing at this time of the year? And what should I be doing for general foot maintenance?
So for general foot maintenance, the feet should be obviously thoroughly washed and dried, as we all know, between the toes. A good foot cream, and put it on and let it absorb in before you put on your shoes and socks. So nothing too oily, too greasy. Good warm socks. If you're out in the cold, let's say if you're out, maybe say farming, try and get out of Wellingtons as much as you can and into boots. Something with a shoe should have a nice thick rubber sole. They should be laced, fastened, so that the foot is held firmly in place. And if the feet are being exposed to the cold, remember, layers of socks rather than one single thick pair is always best.
Okay. Paula Haughey from the Foot and Ankle Clinic in Letterkenny, thank you very much for that.